Welcome to Thursday Thoughts at Resonance 7, where we reflect on the reality of God and resolve to let it resound in our lives, repeatedly. Let's think about this. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our trouble. 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. How do we cast our anxieties, cares, and troubles on Jesus? We pray. We have a little talk with him. What is causing you anxiety today? Take a few moments right now and tell him all about it, or at least get started. He will hear our faintest cry. He will answer by and by. Psalm 34:17. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. What an incredible promise. He hears and delivers out of all trouble. But did you catch to whom this incredible promise is made? The righteous. And what makes someone righteous? Rightly responding to Jesus' offer of grace for deliverance from sin, and then relating rightly to all he's commanded us. Determined to walk in righteousness today. And when you feel a little prayer wheel turning, and you will know a little fire is burning. Luke 24:32. They said to each other, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures?" These words are spoken by the disciples on the Emmaus Road when Jesus appeared to him after his resurrection. It reminds us that prayer is not a monologue, but a dialogue. When we have a little talk with Jesus, we need to be quiet and let him do at least some of the talking. Otherwise, we are talking to Jesus and not with him. Try that right now. Find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Luke 16:33. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Listening to Jesus gives us peace even in the midst of tribulation. Maybe as you listened above, you began to get a sense of what Jesus is saying to you. If this is a new experience for you, I want to encourage you to open your Bible when you're listening, because what Jesus says will always be in line with it. Take heart and listen again. Take a few moments and talk to Jesus about what has come to your mind, or just listen to what he's saying to you. Then I will read our text once more. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our faintest cry. He will answer by and by. And when you feel a little prayer wheel turning, and you will know a little fire is burning, find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Take the mindfulness of God's presence cultivated in these last few minutes into the next ones and beyond. Until next time, be resonant.